The political situation in Oaxaca, Mexico, has gone from tense to worse with the start of military aircraft flights over the capital city this weekend. This morning, a previously unknown guerrilla group claimed responsibility for setting off improvised explosives at three different banks in Oaxaca City. Members of the popular movement in Oaxaca were quick to distance themselves from the explosions and warned that the bank attacks could provide a pretext for a major military operation. Shannon Young reports from Oaxaca City.
Members of the popular movement demanding the resignation of Oaxaca's Governor Ulises Ruiz declared a maximum alert after military helicopters and a reconnaissance airplane began flying over Oaxaca City on Saturday afternoon. The large helicopters are the same model used by the Mexican Marines. The overflights continued over the weekend and into the early morning hours of today. Newspaper reports have documented the arrival of troops, tanks, and combat helicopters in the Oaxacan ports of Salina Cruz and Huatulco. Although it is very rare to see helicopters in the skies over Oaxaca, Mexico's Interior Secretary, Carlos Abascal, played down the overflights, saying that they were just routine supply runs. But many residents of the city view the low overflights of military aircraft as an attempt to intimidate the protesters who have brought business as usual in this colonial tourist town to a standstill for more than 4 months. Flavio Sosa, one of the leaders of the Popular Assembly of the People of Oaxaca, spoke at an improvised press conference shortly after the first overflights on Saturday afternoon.
It's an open provocation on the part of the federal government. Vicente Fox is responsible for what happens in Oaxaca. We said just yesterday that we are willing to stay at the negotiating table. We don't want to understand that the helicopters or the armed forces are the response sent to the people of Oaxaca.
The federal government has called leaders of the social movement and the teachers' union to a negotiating session scheduled for Wednesday. Also invited are business leaders, civil society representatives, and Governor Ulises Ruiz. In statements made today, President Fox warned of, quote, punishments if an agreement is not reached. Spokesman of the Oaxacan Teachers Union, Daniel Rosas, says this is indicative of a coming massive repression.
For us, this is a very clear message, that this is to hit us hard, that this is the beginning of the repression. But this has also strengthened the citizenry, so that we are on the extreme alert, given that at any moment these men can send in repressive forces.
Despite the military overflights, many of the estimated 2,000 barricades installed throughout the city have been reinforced in light of the possible operations to remove protesters blockading or occupying government offices, town halls, radio stations, and the central square of Oaxaca City. Members of the popular movement known as APO held a general assembly meeting over the weekend with delegations from throughout the state. According to the resolutions read by this APO member at the conclusion of the statewide assembly meeting, the movement in Oaxaca will try to expand to a national level.
Se está convocando a partir de este momento a la instalación de la asamblea.
As of this moment, we are calling for the creation of a popular assembly of the people of Mexico. We announced that on the 13th of October, we will launch a caravan called All of Mexico in Support of Oaxaca.
This afternoon, student organizations and members of the popular movement will march to commemorate the 38th anniversary of the Tlatelolco massacre. Although marches throughout Mexico every year commemorate the 1968 student massacre by Mexico's armed forces, the context of the political situation in Oaxaca, coupled with the recent appearance of military forces and the warnings from President Fox, make this year's massacre anniversary something very different here. For Free Speech Radio News, I'm Shannon Young with Vladimir Flores in Oaxaca City.